This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's 6 o'clock on Dukes and Bell, the number one sports talk show in Atlanta for your ride home.
Walton County Sheriff's Office said deputies were called early Saturday to a home on Blackwater Street. Upon the deputies' arrival, most of the partygoers had fled the scene, but video circulated. See, here's where it's going to get a little tough for some of these kids, because they're idiots. They're doing Instagram and Snapchat videos.
You would have never known about it, because none of us had phones. None of us posted. We did what we did, but, and Mike, it was already done.
All right, we had house parties. We didn't break into a house.
No,
it was somebody's parents were out away at the lake or whatever, and everybody threw down, and you brought the kegs in.
But there was no evidence.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah, social media gets you in trouble sometimes.
Hey, these kids with their TikTok, you know.
Yeah, that was a great story, though, man. That was down there in Watercolor, where they broke into an $8 million house and basically threw a rave.
Guys crazy. Are boxing, wearing boxing gloves in the foyer of this zillion-dollar house.
Yeah, it's bananas, man. Hey, it's been a busy day, guys. Glad to have you listening to Atlanta's number one sports show. It's number one sports station. Here on Dukes and Bell, we're going to talk about Arch Manning and the decision he made coming up as well. Braves win, if you're just joining us. And it was dicey, but, you know, at the end of the day, we were able to get it done with without our regulars being in the lineup. As Mike pointed out with Grant McCauley, tomorrow, Dodgers come in. That's a big contest this weekend. But right now, we're playing some really good baseball, and we do know the Mets are off. They'll play the Marlins tomorrow. Yeah. So
picked up a half game, just 4 back.
I'll take it, man. And, you know, the thing is, there were some people, Mike, who weren't believing when we went on our streak because we were playing teams that were below 500. Okay, well, you just played a team that's in the mix right now, and that's San Francisco. You're going to play a team in the Dodgers, who a lot of people think probably is going to be in the mix for the World Series. We'll see. I think we responded really well in this series. I hope we respond well over Friday, Saturday, and Sunday when the Dodgers come in here. 404-741-0929. It's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. You can text us always. Find us on social media. He is Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, C. Dukes. This radio show, Dukes and Bell, 929. Follow the radio station, guys. Stay up on everything that's going on at 929 The Game. And, of course, we are on the gram as well. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk more about the draft. Mike Conti, Andy Bunker, and our man Deshaun Tate will have you covered coming up at 7 o'clock when we get done with tonight's coverage of the Hawks draft party. Again, they will be all over all the picks. And if there's trades or anything that happens, this is where you want to be with the Hawks tonight, Mike. And we're just figuring, with all the information out there, that there are going to be some trades. Now, how many will be involving our Hawks? That's the big question, right?
Yeah, I mean, are we going to be just simply dumping some picks to go accumulate talent? Or are we actually going to lock in on a dude that we feel can contribute and maybe replacing a guy that we are going to be trading here in the next couple of days?
Yeah, we're going to keep you updated, so make sure you stay tuned for all of that. Right now, let's get to the top three.
It's time for the top three at six.
Top three at six.
Now, let's see what we have here.
All right, let's start first with the Braves, because they do win, and Dansby Swanson. Mike, what's he hitting now? Three what? What's
Armstead,
his average?
Armstead, make love to me. Dansby's hitting 300. Things are good for Armstead and Kendall if they're down at Sea Island this weekend. Boy, is he going to get some nookie.
Yeah, well, how are the kids doing, by the way?
They're good. I believe one of the kids, I have to talk to Armstead, I believe one of the kids is going to Furman, Carl.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He did graduate from Pace Academy. He was in the Lexus level at Pace Academy.
Wow. So. Wow. Okay, yeah, I knew the kids were bright, but that's good, man. Dansby talking about the offense and, more importantly, his hot streak.
It's definitely a good day, especially with the heat the way it is. It's nice to get in and out of the heat. But obviously just coming in and doing what we can to win a ball game. I think this is huge for us playing against a good team in San Francisco, and to be able to put together some complete performances and being able to win games in different kinds of ways.
No doubt.
He's on fire, dude. I'm out of contract here, brother. Dansby's insane right now.
7-6 was the final. He went 3-for-4, 3 hits, 3 RBI, 2 home runs. And that soundbite courtesy of Valley Sports. But he also talked about, Mike, the team playing behind Kyle Wright today.
Getting 2 outs on 1 pitch is huge. Those are backbreakers when you're in offense and you're hitting double plays. And we were obviously able to get him on the defensive end today. I thought Kyle was really good. I felt like they, the first inning they had 3 ground ball base hits, and then the fourth one was finally at somebody. So he'll continue to get better. And hopefully they'll start hitting into where we're playing.
Well, we got there were 3 innings where we got double plays, and so that's what he's talking about with Kyle Wright early in the game. And then Wright gets chased, and then the bullpen comes in. And Mike, you were a little bit nervous when Jesse took the ball, huh?
Yeah. If you didn't see it, every time Chavez and O'Day pitches and it doesn't land like 600 feet over the fence, I'm just amazed, because it looks like the old days of going to the batting practice cages and putting in your buck 25. Seems like it's chest high, very hittable. But Chavez has done a really good job. Maybe it's the new spec since he changed colors on his frames, but he was good. And then unfortunately we got a little nervous late in the game where they just kept chipping away. And if you didn't see it, a really good day for Jock Peterson and wearing the pearls, and he came back to Atlanta. Himself a nice weekend. He made a great diving catch coming up on a ball in the short left field, and then he hit an absolute rocket off of Kenley Jansen to make it a 1-run game in the top of the ninth.
Yeah, Jock, listen, nice weekend for him. Right. I know they didn't win the series, but you get your ring. He contributed. He played well today. There's no doubt. That home run was a monster bomb. All right, guys, Dodgers tomorrow. We will be all over it talking about it with you as Freddie makes his return to Truist Park. Let's hear from Bruce Pearl, because the NBA draft tonight, Jabari Smith out of Auburn may be the number one overall pick in this draft. And Bruce Pearl said, listen, if you get him, you're getting a guy like Kevin Durant.
Well, the comp's got to be Durant. It's got to be because of his ability to shoot the ball, his jump shoot. And he's got a high release point. He's every bit of 6'10". And he can make open ones, and he can make contested ones. And he's absolutely not afraid of the moment. The secret sauce to Jabari is his competitiveness.
Yeah.
Like, Colin, he doesn't want to lose at anything. Like, he's going to win sprints. He's going to win a free throw contest, 3-point shooting contest. He's going to win at ping pong. And if he doesn't win, he's pissed. And he affects everybody else that he's with. That's all he cares about, is getting better, being a great teammate, and winning championships.
Bruce Pearl, is he selling some cars or what, man?
He can get it done. He can get it done.
Right. But everything he said is accurate. They've said about his work ethic, and that's obviously music to some personnel guys in the NBA's ears.
Yeah, man. We talked about this. Whether he goes one, whether it's Chet Holmgren who goes one, two, these are the 3 guys. And of course, Banchero from Duke. Those are 3 guys that are going to go 1, 2, and 3. And I don't know in what order. We'll see. It may be just that. But we will see how things shake out. We move into the top 5 or anything. No. Guys are asking us, are we going to move? No, we're not. I don't think we're doing that.
Unless they really, really did fall in love with some guy that they feel is going to be, if John Collins is indeed on his way out as part of one of these a zillion rumors that are out there, I don't know, man. I know that it has been a great year for local high schools. We got 2 guys from 1 high school at Georgia Sandy Creek, putting Jabari Smith potentially to be the number 1 guy. And again, no disrespect to Auburn, because Bruce Pearl goes and he gets him. But it's just part of the reason why Georgia's going out, had to get another basketball coach. We have another great talent that didn't go to UGA. And he's right here in Georgia.
Are you telling me Mr. White will be able to get these players?
Yes. What he's going to do with him, hopefully it'll be at least first or second round of the, which will be an improvement, Carl, in the tournament. But yeah, he has been a good recruiter there, but Bruce Pearl is really killing it over at Auburn.
Yeah, no doubt. Guys, if you didn't hear this today, it's one of the biggest stories when it comes to college football, just because of who he is. Arch Manning, okay, is the nephew of Eli and Peyton Manning. He is the number 1 quarterback, 2023. He's been visiting all of these places. You've heard us talk about it. Georgia, Alabama, and Texas were the 3 top schools. But today, Mike, he made a choice.
Georgia. No. Texas. Yeah, man. I don't know why. At the end of the day, you and I went round and round looking at, like, pros for Georgia, pros for Texas. I still think name, image, likeness would have been a push. He's a Manning, okay? We're talking right. Madison. This isn't right. like, you know, hey, Bob's car dealership's going to get you a deal. No, it would be a Madison Avenue name, image, likeness deal. It's a Manning. Be curious to see how that does play out. It'll be the most unprecedented one. But I think Steve Sarkisian puts more guys in the NFL. I think the more balanced attack here at Georgia, not that there's a problem with that, but he's going to get a chance to throw the football all over the place for the Longhorns.
No, he is, man. I mean, I've seen a lot of different stuff. I've heard from people there today about just the buzz. Because, you know, it's sort of like when Kirby came and we talked about how he gave Georgia hope. And how people were reacting and responding because of, you know, what he was bringing from Alabama and the championship pedigree. There's a lot of hope right now with what this program is going to be. You said it. This gives Sarkisian some job security, but he still has to win, Mike. They still got to turn this thing around and win. And by the time I'm guessing that Arch Manning is the starter, I don't know if he jumps in there next year because they got a really good player in front of him right now. But they're going to be in the SEC, right? They're coming, what, 2024, 25. So he's going to be in the SEC. He's just playing at Texas. And I think he's created his own path. This is his world. He wanted to do something different than, you know, his uncles did. I'm all for it. But, you know, I'm a little biased because I thought this was a possibility. And I kept hearing he really liked Austin. So we'll see how this shakes out.
I know that you and I were talking to a couple of guys. Follow us, Carlos. Put them up. C. Dukes on Twitter. I'm Mike Bell, ATL. And some dog fans were saying, well, you know, you had, you know, Brock Vandegrift and Gunnar Stockton. I got to be honest with you. No disrespect to those guys who are high-ranked, you know, big-time talents. I don't think Arch Manning is spooked by competition.
For those
who don't know, Quinn Ewers is the kid that went to Ohio State. By the way, this kid, I'm looking at some of the stuff on him today. He looks like a cross between Joe Exotic and Jeff Spicoli in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
He's got the look. He does.
The kids are rocking some strange-looking mullets these days. But anyway, but this is the dude who is considered like all-world, and that's the guy who's going to get – he's going to be the incumbent because, remember, it's class of 23 for Arch Manning. But if you feel there's less competition with Texas – I know this, if he goes to Georgia, he's not going to get hit as much because they're going to do a better job on the offensive line than Texas will, at least in the short term.
Yeah, listen, I am curious to see because, again, he's going to throw it around. But if you haven't seen Arch play in high school, he's in Louisiana, all right? Some of these games have been nationally televised, I think last year's in his junior year, but kid can run. Like, you could easily run RPO with him, Mike, if you wanted to at the college level. But, you know, everybody just thinks, and maybe he is, because of Peyton and Eli, he's going to be cerebral and be able to read all these defenses and immediately be great. I don't know if that's the case. You still want to put him in a situation where he can, you know, win and be really good for you. And maybe right now that's what he's doing in high school. They're doing that RPO stuff at his high school. So we'll see, man. But I saw him like run a 75-yard touchdown. He left everybody in the dust. I was like, he can run.
Wow. Man, I don't know if I've ever seen a year with the Hawks. Maybe because, you know, there'd be never, ever any rumors about what they were going to do in the draft in the days of like, Billy Knight. Because he would tell you who he was going to draft, Carl, in the first top five picks. And then come draft him. I've never had a year where don't know what the trades are going to be, don't know what the roster is going to look like. And certainly, as we said, if we're going to have any picks in this draft this year.
We're going to talk more about the Hawks coming up. What are the rumors that are out there and who may stay, who may go? Stay right there.
Most important story of the day. Brought to you by MaximumCashHomeBuyers.com. Fair cash offers for as-is homes. Don't waste your time with repairs. Call 678-902-2000.
Hawks fans, how do we continue to build a championship team in a year where we don't have a top five draft pick, but yet you do have some you know, pieces to move potentially and also some draft capital? Mike, let's talk about Nate McMillan here real quick, because we did this earlier today, and again, we don't assume you listen all day, every day. If you do, thank you so much. But you brought up the idea that no matter what happens, that Nate has still got to get this right, meaning putting guys in a position to be successful. And, you know, no matter what trades are going to take place, whether it's tonight or over the next few weeks, this team may look different. But will the team on the floor offensively look different with the scheme?
Yeah, because some of the big rumors, and one dropped last night that when I saw it, I'm like, wow, I can look up DeJounte Murray's stats. I'm like, wow, this dude's really good. And then you find out, well, that would be an awesome, totally amazing dynamic and better defensively backcourt than we have. And you're like, that's just what we want. Then you got a guy where Trey can move without the ball, and all of a sudden we're kind of doing some of the things that the Warriors do, right, with Steph Curry. I mean, he'd be better than Donovan Mitchell in a sense because he plays better defense, although Mitchell would obviously be attractive to other people. But the ultimate point, getting back to what you said first, was how is Nate going to use it? Is our offense going to truly be dynamic under Nate McMillan? Because last year, let's be honest, Carl, if the pick and roll wasn't there, as we said yesterday, a lot of ISO Trey. If the ball movement's not there, we're really flat in the half court.
Yeah, I mean, Nate has to be better in trying to get Trey, more opportunities, open more, but other guys involved. And to your point, I felt like the word stagnant, right? It was stagnant at times where we watched and you were like, okay, we're not doing anything. But I also think that's a reflection, Mike, of other guys being able to create. You saw what DeAndre Hunter did at the end of the season against the Heat in that last game. If he comes out in game one and starts playing that way, this is a different team, right? Because now you're not relying solely on Trey to make all the moves and do all these things to get other guys involved. Trey can get his assists. He can get his points. He still needs other guys to be able to create so that you have to account for them. See, that's what the Heat did. The Heat were like, look, we're going to go and we'll double and we're going to press him and we're going to trap him and we want somebody else to shoot and beat us. And in that last game, DeAndre Hunter was like, no problem. I'll take it over. We need more guys like that. That's why this Spurs potential trade that's out there is so attractive.
Now, we've talked already about like other guys, and we've talked about, you know, Gallinari would probably be gone. There's a big savings there as far as creating cap space for some of these big blockbuster trades that were rumored to be. But again, they're just rumors, guys. But you think about Herter. Herter, I'd move on from Herter because I think he's too inconsistent. I like Bogey, but Bogey, you know, remember he came off the bench and Herter was starting because Bogey kept getting these nagging injuries that would, you know, drop him here and there. John Collins, we've already talked about, can't create enough of his own shot. And I don't know, they've said all the right things, but you cannot convince me that there's not friction between Trey and John. And they just don't laugh at the same jokes, and I think that's probably better for John to move on. And he'll be a star in San Antonio. I just don't think it works here ultimately. So that all aside, not really concerned in who we draft tonight in the draft. I just want to make sure that we're getting stars in here who can contribute and get us to the top of the Eastern Conference and get us back into the games that really matter.
What are our listeners saying, Mike? I've gotten a variety of things. Man, why don't we go after a big? Why don't we do this? What do you think the sentiment is? Because I've gotten that there's no one set thing in this particular draft that people feel like we need to go get. I think a lot of people feel like we do. Let's go maybe make a trade, enhance our team with veterans and guys that already are in the league that can play. But like usually it's, hey, we need a point guard or we need a shooting guard. What's the sentiment right now?
A lot of guys, it's basically like it always runs. It's about two-thirds are like, yeah, man, John is a good dude. Everyone, like, no one debates. It has nothing to do with the personality. Have you ever heard John Collins come on our show? He's awesome. He's a great guy. He never, like, shies away from tough questions. He'll tell it like it is. Sometimes, I'll be honest, he's one of the few guys, I'll give him credit. He wanted the ball. They never found a way to get it to him.
He wanted to
be the guy.
Okay, so, Mike, then that's on Nate. That's not on the player, and are we wrong for looking at John and saying he can't do these things when the coach is not allowing him to maybe be the best player he can be?
Well, I mean, Nate seems to, I should say Clint Capella and Trey have certainly got great chemistry. Nobody had more assists. We talked about that. Two individuals, it was Trey and certainly with Clint. Why can't they do more of that for John? Why can't John fill some of the same lanes that that Clint is filling in some of the half court? Not always, obviously, because, I mean, otherwise he's just cleaning up garbage and hitting the random three-point shot. It works out pretty good. He's averaging just a tick under 20 points, and that's what everybody if you go look at the cities where John is rumored to be going to, they're ecstatic because they see a guy they think is an all-star coming there. Well, he wasn't an all-star here.
I want to take you guys back. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking about the upcoming NBA draft tonight. Coverage begins in less than about 35 minutes. Mike Conti, Andy Bunker, and our man Deshaun Tate will have you covered at the Hawks draft party and getting you all set up with all the picks tonight and covering every angle. John Collins came on this show a few months back, and I asked him about the relationship between him and Trey, and this is how he answered that question.
It's a lot, you know what I mean? It's a lot to encompass. You know, we've been together for so long. You know, I feel like a lot of people just see our relationship on the court, and see how well we play together and assume the best. And I feel like they have, you know, not the we're not best friends, you know, by any standards, but, you know, we're friends, we're brothers in a different sense. We're, you know what I mean? It's a different sense of camaraderie and togetherness that we've had, the battles, growing as men, as young kids coming into this league. So, you know, I feel like me and him have seen a lot of the same things together and been able to grow through that. And as you guys know, when you've been put into situations, you know, put into the pressure cooker with certain people, you come out with different bonds and different relationships with those guys. So
I think that's as honest as you're ever going to hear anybody talk about what the relationship is. He tried to describe it. He tries to tell you the makeup of it. And then he says, look, we respect each other. Because if you can't be teammates and not respect each other. So, you know, that is as honest as you're going to get. But, Mike, you've already said this, and we'll be watching games, all right? Games will be on. We're at a game. And Mike will randomly hit me up and say, you see that? And I'll say, what? And he'll say, neither one of those guys were looking at each other or looking at the coach when he was talking. And what's going on? Nobody's paying attention. And, listen, I dismissed a lot of this because I don't want to make it out to be something that it's not. But I think it was obvious through the playoffs. There were times, man, where you'd see in timeouts and you go, well, Dukes and Bell, what are they supposed to be doing? Engaged. They're yes. supposed to be engaged. You know, that's what the deal is.
Looking like they're playing with the same team. You know, so I mean, like, I'm with you. It's one of those deals, and it's so Atlanta, not with the Braves. Braves got it done. You know, Falcons, you always bemoan the fact that Matt and Julio, who are great teammates, but for some reason it never contributed. They put up a ton of numbers and a lot of touchdowns, but we needed more, and we needed more in the red zone. And we're always kind of left wanting more, and that's the same way I look at John Collins as a Hawk. You know, he checks a lot of the boxes, but the injuries didn't help. And, look, I've debated this with, like, dozens of Hawks fans. Like, what do you want from the guy who was hurt? Look, once you're on the floor in the playoffs, you think everybody was clean in the playoffs? Everybody was banged up. You got to get out there and do something, man. I just wanted to be a little more demonstrative. He had some big moments against the Sixers last year. I needed more of that when it mattered this time around.
Well, Mike, I think that playoff run got him paid accordingly. I thought the deal was fair. And again, if John is here, okay, all I'm saying is we need more from him. And that's going to be on Coach, and that's going to be on John. If John is not here, then whatever pieces come in, Nate's got to make those pieces fit, and we've got to be better offensively. That's just where our situation is. And I don't care what the pieces are. We can speculate all day about these names, Mike. I don't care who it is. When we get to October and we go, hey, this is our squad, how much better are we going to be offensively from, you know, we were this year? And really that's a question that Nate's going to have to address.
Yeah, man. Look, Nate wants them to play defense. You know, that's one of the things that was a calling card and some of the things they were doing in the playoff run 2 years ago. This team was just so weird.
Yeah, how and offensively, by the way, let me say this true. I'm glad you said that. We were great. The problem was, guys, we score 120, we lose 120, 135. Right. That's the problem.
To teams like Detroit.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So this is what's – there's a lot of variables in the equation. Whatever we're putting together, if the rumors are – again, why in God's green earth the Spurs would trade DeJounte Murray, I don't know. They want everything. They'd want Herter. They'd want John Collins. They want all our draft picks. And I'd probably be willing to give it because I really – and by the way – have the Hawks talked to Trey? Is he going to be cool not being ball dominant?
It's a good question. That's a good question.
I don't know.
It is.
Trey, and again, Trey, I mean, I'm not making Trey a bad guy, but Trey's been playing a certain way his whole career here.
Yes. Well, Mike, he's like Russell Westbrook, right? Mm-hmm. A guy he grew up watching in Oklahoma City where, hey, ball's in my hands, I'm going to do all these things, and if you take it out of his hands, can he still be the same player? Before we move on, guys, and tonight I can't wait to see what happens with this draft. Adrian Wojnarowski was on ESPN talking about the potential trades for our Hawks. I just want you to hear what he says in regards to John Collins. This is Woj.
They want to make some significant moves around the draft, free agency. John Collins, I think he's more than just available. I think he's likely to move in a deal coming up here, whether it's draft night, whether it's later on. But listen, they may end up keeping that 16 pick. It doesn't necessarily have to be part of a draft night trade. But Travis Schlenk, their general manager, ownership, there's a real determination there to try to improve this roster. I think virtually everybody on that roster is available except for DeAndre Hunter and, of course, Trae Young. I think everybody else probably willing to talk to you about. And there's certainly a lot of interest in John Collins, who could step in as a 4-5 man, you know, for a lot of teams and put up 20 and nearly 10. So I think you'll see the Hawks continuing to try to do some deals, and that may extend even beyond draft night.
So doesn't sound like Hunter's going anywhere. And that's I'm not just taking Woj's word. Hunter, again, remember, they're looking to give him an extension. We've talked about this. You know, I wouldn't do that right now. I'd say, hey, let's play another year. I want you healthy, and I want you for a full season and play the most games you've played in your career. but they want to maybe lock him up. So it sounds like he's going to be here. We talked about Okongwu, and I don't want to say they're untouchables, Mike, but that's what it kind of sounds like, right? It's Trey, right. It's Hunter. You don't want to move on from Okongwu. Everybody else, let's see what we've got and how we may deal these guys.
Yeah, and I think that every rumor we've heard, I mean, let's go kind of chronologically. Donovan Mitchell was the first guy. Again, we heard from Ryan McDonough, forget Bradley Beal. He's never leaving Washington. So that's one that always seems to come up with Hawks fans, like every year. Gobert, too much money. I mean, conceptually it would work, Carl, if you feel DeAndre Hunter's going to emerge as like our, you know, the man, but you got no money for anything else. I want PJ Tucker type guys. I want glue guys, you know. I also, you know, really, the more I thought about it, that's why this DeJounte Murray thing just feels like the rug's going to be pulled out from under us, because it seems like, why would San Antonio do it? It doesn't make sense on their end.
Good point. Coming up, we got our game winner. What you thinking, Mike?
All right, let's get the producer engineers in on this one. Earlier today, we had a great question. We were talking about the Hawks. They put up some stuff on social media about things which really existential questions, Carl, about Atlantis. Squid and Chris, how did this go earlier?
There can only be one. Outcast reunion tour. Chick-fil-A, open on Sundays. No more pollen. Bo wants that one. Bring back the Thrashers. No more traffic. Or,
that's the one I want. That's the one right there. Sorry. You can just stop the list.
Sorry, Bo, I was speaking for you. And the MLK uniforms, which are fresh every single day.
Yes, we learned that there's rules about the NBA. That's why we cannot go back to them and we had to wear those atrocious yellow things we wore this year. I like all of those. Yeah, so again, you got like, what is it, six choices?
Six choices.
So always wear the MLK jerseys. We get hockey back in town. Yes, please. No traffic, no pollen. Chick-fil-A open on Sunday. What am I forgetting? What else?
Outcast reunion
and
tour.
And Outcast, we finally get the reunion we probably wanted at the Super Bowl, Carl, a couple of years ago at Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah. No, so it's true.
We'll refresh your memory on those topics, but what are the one of those that you would say, that's the one? I'm going to say traffic is probably the leader in the clubhouse, Carl. 404-741-0929. Good job, Hawks PR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And the winner is...
Time to take the game winner on Dukes and Bell. Your last chance to sound off on today's show. So don't stink. Call now, 404-741-0929. Today's question.
All right, guys. With the NBA draft tonight, the Hawks PR staff put some great questions together. And we're giving you guys six. I give you six options, okay? One from column A, one from column B. Basically, of all the things you would like to have happen here in Atlanta, number one, we've got Outkast getting back together. Number two, you would actually be able to buy Chick-fil-A on a Sunday. We get hockey back. I mean, we didn't have to be the Thrashers. We get a hockey team back. What am I forgetting? No pollen. And then traffic. Did I leave one out? Did I get six altogether? Look at that. All right. Who's up first tonight? Bryson. Hey, man, you're in the game. It's brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. What you got, man?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Mine's going to have to be the no traffic, because with as high as these gas prices is, it'll be nice to go ahead and get from point A to point B within a jiffy. So that's mine right there.
Right on. Yeah, Squidbilly was actually screaming, Carl, traffic, when we were talking about this earlier.
Well, he almost killed a man today. Of course
he
was.
Yeah, if you missed it, Squidbilly, it was a bit of road rage. He nearly ran over somebody in the crosswalk, and then somebody came in front of a bicycle.
Stop.
And then he started screaming at him in front of everybody.
Stop. First off, you guys are literally leaving out important details. The fact that I was at a green light with an arrow, and I had a jaywalker and a jaybicycler or whatever you would call it, when you're bicycling illegally and in a crosswalk.
Squid went, hey, and then the guy flipped him off. Not like, say, my bad. He basically, it's, but that's what you get in Midtown these days. It's
yeah.
Like
be a J-Sickler.
Yeah, yeah, J-Sickler, whatever. So I gave him the business, verbally, you know.
Yeah, give it all the business. All right, man, so traffic is the leader in the clubhouse right now. Hey, man, who's up next?
Johnny.
Hey, man, you're in the game. What you got?
Yeah, man, you know what? Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Man, you already know it has to be the traffic, man. The traffic has to go. I just had to drive up to LJ from the south side for work today and drive back. So, hey, man, we got to get rid of the traffic.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Long, that's a long way, bro. I hear you.
You know, I mean, as we like to say on the show, Atlanta is 30 minutes from Atlanta. I mean, it just is. Yeah, I mean, although I got to be honest, to me, bro, when it comes, I know you're coming the other way, Carl, from Cobb.
Yeah.
If 285 is flowing and it's going, then I'm okay. I mean, if I, like, going up to Sager's Golf Tournament at Hawks Ridge, made up there an hour and 15 from Southside. But it's all about 285 is can be one giant choke point, though, on other days like today or Friday.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, the thing is, you just never know, unfortunately, when and if you're going to run into an accident. That's the other part, right?
Right.
You just how many times you've been minding your own business, you're just rolling, and you're like, accident, and the highway shut down. And I'm not talking about a fatality situation. I'm just saying just a normal accident. Shut down. You're not moving. 30 minutes.
I know, but again, Squid Billy, old Squid Billy, we'd be in the truck together going to Falcons. He's like, somebody better be dead up there.
Oh, come on,
oh,
Squid.
Now stop. That's
wow,
not
Squid.
Me.
Like,
Mike,
wow.
Mike, you're – okay, Carl, this is typical. This is typical Bell. He's replacing words he said with saying he's putting me in his place.
Never. Who's up next, Chris? Your number one thing you'd like to have the option of here in Atlanta. Kevin, you're in the game, man. What you got?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
All right, listen. I want to say traffic, and I miss hockey. I miss the Flames. I miss the Thrashers. But we're all forgetting pollen, man. Top of my mouth, itching every time I wake up, in my eyes, on my car, on my house, everywhere. It's horrible. Pollen's got to go.
Yeah, pollen, I mean, it's up there. That's why that and traffic are probably one and two as far as aggravating. Again, if you have a black car, hand up. Yeah, it's a nightmare.
Yeah, but guys, pollen is like 2 to 3 weeks out of the year.
What?
Traffic is every freaking day.
I think Saturday, pollen's more than 2 to 3 weeks.
No. Pollen is a couple weeks. Traffic never takes a day off, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'd also like to thank Kevin for being the most enthusiastic caller of the day.
Thank you.
I agree.
He was fired up.
That's what we want on this show. Yes,
right
on. Sir.
It's like he was a contestant on The Price is Right, man. He came on down. Hey, man, who's up next? Ivan! Hey, man, what's up, bro?
Hey, man.
Listen,
it's this simple. You talking to a man that came straight out of College Park, that grew up with Mr. DJ for Outkast. Matter of fact, I got that Outkast Dungeon Family jersey in my house right now, and it's a 3X, but I'm more like a 5X, so I'm about to go work out to try to lose weight to get in it. So all of that being said, traffic got to go, man. It's just ridiculous. It
right.
is horrible.
Wait a minute. I thought you were going to say a reunion. After all of that, he's like traffic.
No, he wants the concert to be on the Midtown Connector, Carl, the day there is no traffic.
That made me laugh. He's like, I grew up with him. I'm boys. I got the jersey. Traffic.
All right, man. Traffic is definitely winning this one. It's our game winner, and this one is thanks to the Atlanta Hawks. There are guys on their social media team put this one together. Who's next, bro? Hey, Carl, you're in the game. Brought to you by Ingles. What you got?
What a great name.
Hey, Carl.
Hey, man.
Great name, brother. Hey,
great
Mike.
Name.
How are you, sir?
Hey, man.
Listen, we need pollen because we like to eat, and so pollen has something to do with our food supply. So I'm going to go ahead and say keep the pollen. But traffic, hey, man, you get a jaywalker, Squid Billy, that's target practice, baby, all day.
Wow, Squiddy said you should have hit that dude.
Well, I had my choice. I had a jaywalker and a jaycycler. Mm. The jaywalker, though, I give him credit. He realized it. He stopped in the middle of the median where he wouldn't get hit. The jaycycler just, you know, hateful.
I mean, he screws up, and then he's got the gall to flip you the bird, as you then tell him he's obviously breaking the law.
Mike, real quick, don't they have bicycle lanes in Midtown?
Some streets do. But, okay. I mean, you know, but again, the problem in Midtown is you get people riding everything on the sidewalk all over the place. Hey, I told you, man, going down Juniper, three lanes of traffic, and you had a bicyclist just coming right at us.
Right.
In his own world.
Yeah, I didn't know. I guess that I'm thinking of those scooters that they still ride down there.
Okay. By the way, I mean, That's Scooter thing, man. I mean, by the way, I was talking to a buddy of mine who still lives in my building down the street here on 7th, where I used to live. And yeah. he said, how's the Scooter thing? He goes, oh, yeah, you still see people busting their ass on a daily basis on these things.
Oh, yeah. They're fun, but they're dangerous. And if you hit a curb wrong, you're gonna take a fall.
Yeah, man. It was fun to sit there, eat a burger at the Vortex, and watch people go pow, like slamming into the wrought iron fence. Who's up next, Chris? Chris says, that's it, Carl. This segment is over. All right, I guess traffic just wins it. I mean, it was that simple.
Nobody wanted Chick-fil-A open on Sundays? Wow.
Again, I believe in the separation of church and chicken, but, you know, Truett Cathy's values are still here today. It just, when you're hungover, you want a Chick-fil-A sandwich, especially the spicy.
True Atlantan who's lived here for majority of their life and dealt with traffic every single day of their life is ever going to say anything but traffic.
All right, man.
Hey, if you're just getting in the car and you missed it out today, the Braves, it was interesting. They got up to at one point 7-1 lead. They got interesting, but they win 7-6. Dansby, two home runs, Carl. And now just with the Mets off today, the Braves got the number down to 4 in the Eastern Division.
All right, also coming up at 7, Mike Conte, Andy Bunker, and DeShone Tate will get you ready for tonight's NBA draft. What the Hawks do, we'll be talking about it tomorrow. Chris, let's get out of here and clear our throat!
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Thanks to all of our guests today. We had a chance to talk to Scott Spinelli, who helped us break down the draft from the Believe Network. Also, we talked to our man Grant McCauley. Josh Kendall from The Athletic covers the Falcons. Stop by as well. Good stuff from him as he was talking about where he thinks his team is, and he says he believes that Marcus Mariota will be the starter, but we will get a chance to see Desmond Ridder at some point. We will see how that all shakes out, and camp dates were announced today, guys. Veterans reporting on the 26th of July. Camp's officially going to start, I think, on the 28th, 29th of July, so next week we're literally a month out. Rookies will report a little bit earlier for the Falcons on the 19th. Hey, man, Turtle Behind the Glass, great job as always, Bo Morgan. Appreciate you executive producing and telling your story today. I'm glad you're safe and you didn't harm anybody. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
I got two for you for the price of one, Carl. First off, Tyreek Hill said he was getting death threats over the It Needed to Be Said podcast.
It Needed to Be Said.
When he talked about the fact that Tua is actually pretty good at getting the football and he'd take Tua over Tyreek Hill. Death threats over that? I mean, I think Chiefs fans, I mean, you got a little perspective. That's a bit much. And then the other thing, saw this, we didn't get to it in Guy Talk today. Look, every school's got their thing, you know, the U, right? I mean, you've got schools like, you know, Michigan State is just state. But the most pretentious thing in all of college is the Ohio State University. Well, they actually successfully trademarked, Carl, the in the Ohio State University. Oh. Now again, it doesn't mean that you got to pay somebody from Columbus to use the word the, because they were going through this argument with Marc Jacobs fashion line, along with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, to use the phrase the for their stuff. Well, they granted it, but it's, quote, merely ornamental. So it is official for them, but again, merely ornamental, much like a hairless nut.
Kyrie Irving. You had to be said. Kyrie Irving is tripping, y'all. He has put out a list of teams that he would consider working with as far as being traded. Remember, the Nets and Kyrie are at an impasse. And if they can't come to a deal and he leaves, that means KD's probably going to leave and demand a trade as well. Here is his list. Lakers, no money. Clippers, no money. Knicks, no money. Heat, no money. Mavs, no money. 76ers. Who does Kyrie think he is? None of these teams have the cap space to acquire him, but yet he's putting a list out. These are the teams and the places I would go if I end up leaving. Kyrie, what a weird dude. Hey, man, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
You don't.
You also were the victim of a murderous road rage incident with Squid Billy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.